The next patient is William Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, William. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that has been referred to the practice because of a single kidney with an estimated GFR that is consistent with CKD stage 3B. The latest laboratory workup that was done April the 18th shows that the creatinine is 1.8. The BUN is 26. The estimated GFR is 37. And the patient has elevation of the potassium of 5.4. The rest of the rest of the serum electrolytes and liver function tests are within normal limits. And the protein creatinine ratio is normal. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient is in a stable condition. Number two. This patient is evaluated every 3 months at the Moffitt Cancer Center. The patient had a lot of dysplasia. In a polyp that was found in this rectus sigmoid endoscopy done by Dr. Patel. Dr. Patel had tattooed the polyp with the idea of a resection during the nephrectomy that was performed because of clear cell carcinoma of the kidney. They had an open approach in the abdomen, and when they were looking for the tattooed area, couldn't be found. They did a sigmoidoscopy, they couldn't see anything. However, they didn't do resection during this operative approach, and they felt that they need the patient very closely. Due to the implications of the lesion in the colon. The patient is going to the cancer center every 3 months. They perform endoscopies and imaging. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is under control. Today's blood pressure is 111 over 77. Following number. Benign prostatic hypertrophy. that is evaluated and followed by urology, following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Since the patient is followed very closely for the lesion in the sigmoid colon, as well as post-nephrectomy at the Moffitt Cancer Center, I am going to give him an appointment to see me in a year with laboratory workup. Period. I discussed with the patient the need to change to a plant-based diet, a low-sodium diet, and avoid excessive fluid intake. A gluten-free diet was also recommended. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the papers from the Moffitt Cancer Center, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.